Hey, good morning, everyone. And today we're going with our weekend edition of morning devotions, and our focus is on prayer. Remember, I'd love to pray for the need that you have. If you have a prayer request, you can send them to me by personal message, or again, my email address is bromark@foothills.net. That's again, Brother Mark, bromark@foothills.net. I would love to pray for those things that you bring to me. I received a few of those, and so I just thank you for those that are bringing them to me. So prayer is an opportunity which amazes me. In prayer, we recognize that the Sovereign Lord is accepting us into His presence. He tells us to let our requests be known unto Him. He tells us to cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. This is the one who holds all things together. He holds this world together by the word of His power. This is the one who holds the hearts of the kings in His hands. Yet He says, "Come unto me." This is the one that says, "In my presence is fullness of joy." And He requests us to come into His presence. And that's what we're doing in prayer. And so let's bow our heads in a word of prayer today. Lord, we come to You in prayer. Lord, first of all, we thank You for leading us through this past week. Lord, we thank You for protecting us. Lord, we have no idea of the temptations from which You have protected us. Lord, we have no idea the places where the roaring lion was ready to devour us, and You protected us. Lord, You have protected us from the wicked one. Lord, we thank You this morning that Your protection is over us, protecting us from dangers that are unseen to us. Lord, we also thank You for Your love this week. You have loved us with an everlasting love. This means, Lord, that if this week, if we believed not, yet You remained faithful to us. Lord, we also know that Your love is a love of forgiveness. This week, Lord, our sin might have hidden Your face from us, yet You forgive us. Lord, You tell us if we confess our sin that You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. Lord, we thank You for that forgiveness. We thank You, Lord, that You're just. Lord, today I pray that Your people will not forget Your love. May our hearts be overwhelmed as we consider Your love to us. Lord, also we thank You for Your provision. You tell us the earth is Yours and the fullness of it. You tell us that every good and perfect gift comes from You. You tell us You are the one who gives us the power to gain wealth. Thank You, Lord, for giving us what we need. Lord, we know that sometimes Your supply will teach us to depend on You. Lord, I pray that You will help us to depend on You. Lord, may our hearts always be turned so that we depend on You and Your supply of our need. Lord, also You tell us in 1 Timothy that we are to make supplications for all men, for kings and those in authority. Lord, as we bow our heads today, Lord, I thank You for those who are in authority over me, those who are in authority over my family, those who are in authority in this country. Lord, You said that we are to make these supplications known so that we can live a quiet and peaceable life. Lord, today I'm claiming that word. There are many in our country that aren't living a quiet and peaceable life at this moment because of the government shutdown. Lord, I pray for those who are in authority. Lord, the partisan politics in Washington is destroying us, or destroying our country. Lord, this shutdown is affecting the lives of many. Lord, I pray for those who are being affected first. Help them in the midst of their situations. Lord, I don't know all the ins and outs of government. I do not know what's right. Should we build the wall? Should we not build the wall? And all of those things. Lord, I don't know. But Lord, I know You do. Lord, I know that there's those on both sides of this situation that are claiming wisdom. God, I pray that you will help our country to do the right thing. Lord, I do know that those who are in power over our country are there because you've allowed them to be. Lord, I know that they are in submission to you. Lord, I know that you can overrule their decisions, and I pray that you will. Lord, I pray that you would bring about an end to this shutdown. Lord, not for the glory of those in Washington, but for the sake of your people. Lord, I pray that you would let your sovereignty be known. Lord, be the answer where there seems to be none. Lord, I pray that you allow your people also to see how weak their security is. Lord, we have no security in this world apart from you. Lord, I know that there are many who depend on the government for their survival. Lord, I know all of us depend on the government more than we realize. Lord, help us to see that the security which the government might provide is not very secure. Help us to look beyond the protection which this world can provide and help us to depend upon you. Help us to seek you. Help us to realize our only security is in you. Finally, Lord, I come to you praying for the needs of your people. Lord, the request which I have received are to pray for those for the salvation of loved ones. Lord, people need you. I know the means which you have chosen to save your people is through the preached word, the gospel. I pray for those that are lost. I pray that they will hear the gospel. I pray that you will help us to share the gospel with them. Lord, I pray that you will open hardened heart. Break those hardened hearts, Lord. Draw your people unto you. Lord, accomplish your will in the lives of your sheep, I pray. Lord, also requests are made known for families who are facing difficult circumstances. Lord, sometimes folks are prone to make decisions without seeking your will. Lord, I pray for those which are in that situation. I pray that they would come to understand that they cannot make a decision which does not seek your wisdom. Lord, some are in situations that they did not anticipate, they were not prepared for. Lord, I pray that you will protect them, lead them, guide them. Lord, may they seek you. May they seek your word. May they seek the wisdom that only comes from above. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and your peace, which I know overrules or acts in all of these situations. Lord, I'm overwhelmed with your love, and I thank you for your love. Lord, I pray that in every situation we will understand that we are nothing without you. Thank you for who you are. You are our Savior. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray that you'll be getting ready for services tomorrow where we can meet together and worship our great God, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until Monday morning, Pastor Mark Campbell saying, have a great weekend.